Doing Maureen, Young and Old. When an old friend asked if her middle daughter could stay with me while she attended a nearby college, I gladly said yes. Being recently divorced and living by myself, I gladly welcomed the young girl who would certainly give this lonely and bored woman some much-needed company. Besides, Maureen was always kind of special to me. She was, after all, named after me since I was Eileen's oldest, dearest friend. Yeah, that's right. 18-year-old Maureen would be living with the 45-year-old Maureen. How nice it all seemed. Everything was delightful for the first couple of weeks. Maureen went to class during the day, and the two of us spent the nights hanging out and just having fun together. We even had fun doing her homework. Having her around was something I really liked. As far as I was concerned, Maureen could spend her entire 4 years of college with me. Then came the boys. Being very pretty, as well as quite shapely, Maureen didn't lack for dates with some very nice boys. She had her parents' permission to date, so there really wasn't any problem, as long as I approved of the boy, which in most cases I did. I especially liked this one boy, Tommy, only because he seemed to treat her very nicely and was very respectful to me. Little did I know, he was treating Maureen too nicely. I found this out early one morning when I went to wake her up for school. Following the same ritual every morning, I would get up around 6, wash my face and brush my teeth, put on the coffee, then go back upstairs and knock on Maureen's door. Most of the time, she'd call out that she was awake, and I would go about my business until she appeared for breakfast. There was never any need to enter her room. This time, Maureen didn't answer at all, so I knocked again. There was still no answer. She must have been up late doing homework, I said aloud to myself, then opened the door slightly. Maureen, honey, it's time to get up. I called into the room, but got no response at all. This concerned me, so I opened the door all the way. When I did, the hallway light filled the room and immediately lit up the bed. What I saw gave me the shock of my life. Maureen wasn't alone. Oh my God, I thought with my hand frozen on the doorknob. It was Tommy, the boy I had approved of just weeks earlier. Not only was he in bed with Eileen's daughter, he was as naked as she was. This can't be, I thought. The real sweet girl would never bring a boy into her bed while she's living in my house. So, with all kinds of thoughts racing through my brain, I closed the door as quietly as I could, then slipped out into the hall. I leaned against the wall outside her room and tried to compose myself. Needless to say, I was in shock. This was something I never expected from Maureen. I assumed she was a virgin, even though I knew the girls of today have sex at a very early age. I just never thought that a daughter of my holier-than-thou friend would be doing it, especially in the home of her somewhat prudish adopted aunt. How could she? I thought. Then had another horrific thought. What do I tell my friend, Maureen's very righteous mother? Your daughter had a wonderful time while she was staying with me. She had sex with a boy, and I allowed it to happen without ever saying anything. No, I couldn't tell my friend that, and I obviously couldn't allow such foolishness to continue without expressing some sort of displeasure toward Maureen's very disappointing behavior. That's why I decided to confront the two lovers and tell them that what they were doing was wrong. You can't just have sex anytime and anywhere you want. Not that having sex in the first place is right. I certainly didn't do it when I was Maureen's age, and nor should she. Somewhat apprehensive about what I had to do, I went into the room and stood at the foot of the bed, looking down at them while gathering my thoughts. She was on her back with her long legs spread wide open. It wasn't a very ladylike position. He was on his side with one leg draping her body. What shocked me the most was the location of his hand. It was nestled between her legs, with his fingers touching her fully exposed pussy. My God, I said aloud. Look what the bastard's doing. Right before my startled eyes, he started rubbing the lips of her young and vulnerable vagina. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. The little shit was actually fingering.